everyone, welcome back to Northside Today. This is Heidi Bedell from the Baldoyle Community Hall. I'm here with Laura Averill, who is an art teacher. Laura, you're very welcome. Thanks for coming into the studio. How did you get into art? How did you become an art teacher?
Well, I became an art teacher quite by accident. I had a career change when I was about 40 and ended up working with community groups. Base in Swords, Oliver Bond, and then Jobstown, and various community art projects. And eventually I came upon teaching while I was working in the CRC in Clontarf about 14 years ago. That led to mainstream teaching, and I was invited to come and work in Target, which I've been there for 12 years. Then Baldoyle, the Forum, which I've been there for about 5 years. So I am now mostly working, I suppose, mainstream with retired people, people who just want to come along and make art, make pieces, paint, and express themselves creatively.
The projects that you got involved with initially, because like that's quite a transition.
Yes.
I mean, you put it there as a simple thing.
Well, I have to, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But really, to go from... You went to art classes, was it, initially?
Myself?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I was in the NCAD in about 1969. I worked in advertising for a short time. And I eventually became, just through various things with college, I ended up as a window dresser. And I worked for Arnott's and Boyer's. And just the way things go in those days, I worked until... And there was no maternity leave in that stage. So my son is nearly 40. So I had to stop work. And then I got involved in the whole community art area. I went back to college at night time. And I did a teaching qualification. And I have found myself as an art teacher. It was never intended, but now that I have, I really like it, and communicating with people, and I have a great belief that everybody can paint and draw and should be encouraged to be creative, and it's my way and of making sure people tap into this.
Was it tough? I mean, say you're faced with your first class. I mean, how, like, you said Target there. Target's in Donoghue, isn't it?
Yes.
Beside the, the shopping centre there.
Yeah. It was terrifying initially, but most people are so nice and they want to be there, and it's not a big deal. It's just me delivering the goods and trying to tap into each individual and, you know, do something for them if I can. And they, in turn, very often do an awful lot for me. My own painting has changed a lot because I've been working with people on a community level. Yeah. It's amazing. People are sort of very cautious about what they're doing. And I tend to be, in my personal ways, quite slapdash. But it's made me more cautious and consider situations that other people would find difficult. So I've become more focused on my own work. And I think from that point of view, people have really helped me to focus in on my work.
Wow.
In a strange way.
So do you think with people getting together, they affect each other? Do you think
absolutely,
they,
yeah.
In the classroom?
I mean, I'm a facilitator in the class. They work and they bounce off each other. And I'm there to just maybe solve a little problem or come along and give a little bit of advice. But no, the class takes over itself. So I see myself as a facilitator rather than a teacher.
Right. Well, I think that's the modern community teaching role anyway, isn't it?
Well,
I did a bit of community education myself. And you're not meant to go in, I don't think, and know everything.
No, and I don't.
You sit down and just kind of let's all work this out. That's it. I ran Chatting in Irish. That's probably what it was, really.
Right.
And I don't have excellent Irish at all. I don't
have
even moderate Irish. I got a D in Pass Irish in the Leaving Cert. But I love it.
Great.
So it's just my coupla focal. And it was very community education. It really, having been a formal teacher in secondary schools, this was so different because you went in with so little
That's it.
So I think community, I like to think that that is community education. I hope it stays that way. I know there's changes.
I know there are huge changes, but as long as people are willing to come out to classes and engage, I think maybe, you know, things will keep going, hopefully, for as long as possible.
Do they need to know anything about art?
Not necessarily. They really need to just want to paint or want to draw. And as long as people are enthusiastic and they're not too uptight about it and they just come and relax. If you can write, you can mostly, you can draw, because it's just a question of seeing in a different way. And, you know, to encourage people to see that way, it's challenging. Some people cop on very quickly. Some people don't. But there is something for everybody. So I'd never discourage people from coming along and, you know, taking up a paintbrush or taking up a piece of charcoal and trying to get involved. It's not rocket science. It doesn't matter if something is not what you want it to be. It's a great experience.
Yeah, nice with colours. I think it's quite therapeutic, isn't it?
It's really extremely therapeutic, and it's amazing when people are working. I get to hear all sorts of things about their personal lives. It just, sometimes things happen and people start telling you stories because they're relaxed and they're painting and they've come along afterwards and they say, I really enjoyed that, but I don't know if it's of any value or what it's about, but hopefully, you know, most people do enjoy and they love mixing colour, because a lot of elderly people wouldn't have had art in school. So if you come across people of maybe 55 plus, maybe even earlier, they wouldn't have had art in school. Mm-hmm, so, mm-hmm. You know, you're teaching the colour wheel and you'd never perhaps have to teach that to somebody in their 20s.
Sorry, what's a colour wheel?
It's just the colour, just sorting out the colours, the primary and the secondary and tertiary colours. Just talking about basic colour.
Is that
theory.
Like mixing blue and yellow to make
yes,
green?
Yes, exactly.
All right,
exactly.
Okay.
A lot of elderly people perhaps wouldn't know that.
Well, I didn't.
Well, you do now. And I'm sure you do.
I've painted three pictures now in my life.
Great.
And it was great, actually. It was great. I found myself thinking about the picture during the day.
Yes.
And looking forward to getting back and having a little go at that little bit that I couldn't quite get.
Yeah.
And then being really pleased that maybe the face wasn't too bad. And
there you
go. It turned out better than I thought, I have to admit.
There you go.
Although I don't think I was expecting very much from it. But I can't wait now to... I keep buying painting sets.
Great.
And storing them.
Right. For how long? Paints can go off.
Oh, knickers, can they?
Yep.
A long time, probably. Yes. Yeah, I'll have to just see, is there any... So if somebody has paints, they really need to use them.
They do need to use them. I mean, you know, they don't have to use them by next week or in a few months. But don't keep paints for years and years and years. You know,
right.
they just maybe get hard or... You know, they go off or they're not as good. I mean, why waste your time keeping them for years and years? Why not get going?
You're so right. I bought some for over Christmas because I thought they were handy as well. I mean, I'm enthusiastic for everybody to paint, to be honest.
I
think everybody should. You can get these lovely sets. I bought this one, I think, in Rohini. Yes. There's a stationery shop upstairs, and you could get this full set with the paintbrushes and the paints and a few canvases, is it, that you can paint
a pack.
On? Yeah, small canvases now, no, nothing massive, to get people started. So, and I think it was only about €30 or something like that for those bits.
Well, some of those kits are good. Some of them are not very good. The colour intensity is not that great. But to get started with anything is very good, and you can build up supplies yourself, and with the advice of your art teacher or anybody, they'll guide you in what to buy.
Where do you get your stuff? Do you
I buy a lot of my stuff maybe in Evans's, and a lot of people, that's in Little Mary Street. Well, they're down past Jervis Street now.
Okay.
Yeah, and a lot of people are buying online now.
Of course they are, of course. Our first half hour of the programme.
No,
they're buying online.
A lot of people are buying online. And they very often, I think, they'll deliver to you if you spend so much. They deliver free of charge. The most lovely shop in Dublin, of course, is Kennedy's in Harcourt Street.
Really?
It's magnificent. And you really have to close your eyes going by there, tie your hands and ditch your credit card, because if you go in there, forget it.
Really? Yeah. Like an Aladdin's cave?
Well, to me it is, yeah.
Oh.
And most people, I think.
Yeah, some shops are like that. They also, they kind of hoover you in as you're going past.
And, of course, O'Sullivan's graphics, they're very good as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. See, this is my problem. I go near those shops and I do buy.
I know.
I've always been attracted by packets of coloured pencils.
Yeah.
And markers and crayons and anything. And I have all of them. I have bits. I have bags of chalk and stuff like that because I'm...
Great.
Great intentions. Well, one day in my life I will...
Don't pack them away in the back of a cupboard.
Get them out.
Get them out. Put them on a table. If you have a table, if anybody has a spare table or a little spare room, set your gear out and, you know... your paper and your pencils and all your sorts of things, and start and go in there and work.
Or even a little corner.
A little corner, anything you have, but don't keep things put by in a box.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you'll never use it.
No.
You know, you need to see it.
I need to join with my three existing pictures if I'm going to have a full art exhibition.
You do, you do, definitely.
It's
definitely
one of my things on my, I suppose, other people's bucket list would be.
Yeah.
Singing in public as well is another one. Have you ever sung in public?
No, I think everybody would exit the room if I sang in public.
No way.
So, yeah. Definitely.
Would you, have you do you paint yourself, obviously?
I do, yeah.
You do make paintings.
Yes,
and,
I do.
And do you sell them?
I have sold, yeah. It's very difficult at the moment to sell. I was involved in an exhibition at the end of November with three other women in the Ranelagh Arts Centre. It ran for a month, and I sold two small pieces that time, which was good. It's sometimes very difficult to continuously make work and not sell it, but you just have to concentrate on the work and not worry too much whether you're going to sell or not. It's not always about selling work.
Well, yes, emotionally, I suppose you can't make it all about selling work.
No, you can't.
Horribly.
Yeah, I mean, people make a very good business out of selling paintings. I suppose they put an awful lot of hard work into it, promoting and you know, web designs, websites, and all that sort of thing. But there's a certain amount of luck, hard work, and pushing yourself and advertising, marketing yourself, and that's really very important if you want to make a living out of painting.
That's it. It's painting is about painting, but making money is about
making
marketing,
money, exactly.
Really?
And marketing is very important, and it's you need to learn that area, how to deal with things in that area, in that way.
Yeah. Again, I'll refer people back to the first half hour when Tinderpoint came in and showed us how to use search engine optimization, which is free, to make sure that they're whatever their website or their Facebook or whatever it is, once people had invested in it, he was saying that it just sits there. They put the money aside to make a website, but they don't put any money aside to promote it.
Yeah.
It's all new to me, I have to say, Laura.
Yeah, well, it's double dutch to me, but it's there, and, you know, you've got to get on with it. And if you want to make money out of paintings, you've got to, I suppose, embrace all this technology and make it work for you.
Yeah, because that's about the money.
Yeah,
I know people feel that they're selling their soul sometimes when they have to engage in this kind of stuff. But
yes, they do. They are, perhaps. But, you know, it depends. If you want to paint for a living, you've got to be very aware of how you're going to market yourself, and you need to get the best outcomes. You need to obviously make money out of it. You've got to live. It would be a very, very difficult. For me, it'd be a very difficult task. I'd personally prefer to have a combination. I like working with people. I like to teach or to facilitate. As I said earlier, one feeds the other. So I can't imagine not integrating, you know, my creativity with people. It works for me. I have to have a combination.
There's a community.
Yeah, I'm very, into community art and community development.
I think Target and as well the Baldoyle Community Centre would be the same in that they're more into kind of development.
Yeah,
I mean, I know they run a lot of classes.
That's right.
Yeah. Both of them actually are very similar in that they don't get funded. They don't have any core funding for their staff at all.
Yes.
So they have to make enough money to pay for
the
bills and
do,
for the insurance and the heating and the blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So they have to charge. But I think both of them would have the main thrust of wanting to provide something for people.
They are. They're both very geared to, wanting to help people to, you know, engage in community. And it's very important for people who are stuck in very difficult situations, maybe at home, to be able to come out and have subsidised classes and to come out and get involved and even get involved, have a cup of tea, meet other people. And I think there's tremendous value in community education, community art, anything, singing, drama, anything to get people out of their houses so that they can meet each other. Yeah. And in Baldoyle and Nauraheeney and Clontarf and a lot of these places, they're older areas and people, you know, they need to go out on retirement and they need to get involved.
You can be housebound for lots of different reasons. Well,
absolutely.
Not housebound,
and
but
a lot of people are housebound. Perhaps they're looking after a relative or a spouse who is now incapacitated, and they can't, and they might have a couple of hours maybe, and to be able to walk around to their local community centre and just get involved in class is.
Yeah,
it's a great lifeline for them.
I think it's good. It's very common as well. I mean, we're in January, we're going into February.
Yeah.
February, in terms of growing things, is the only month where there really is absolutely no food. I mean, you have lots of crops. Yeah. I know it's a strange diversion that I'm going into, but it's just that it reflects the energy of people as well. There's no energy in the ground, there's no energy growing, there's no plants growing, everything's gone to sleep.
Yeah.
And you can kind of feel a bit low,
dead,
you can,
and low.
And you don't get out, because a lot of the time you've got to leave the house in order to talk to anybody.
That's
really
true.
I mean, we have the phones, I suppose, but that's a whole... You need other energy for ringing people.
Yeah.
But to have a class, I know I've used it in my life, certainly.
And I have as well. But, you know, it's... one man said to me just before Christmas that he really enjoyed coming to the class. It meant an awful lot to him. Mm. He's looking after his wife, who isn't very well, and he's in a difficult situation, and it was a lifeline to him. And I get a lot of feedback from people saying, listen, I really like coming here. I don't know, I'm not into producing a great piece of master work or whatever, but I'm into coming here because I just enjoy it, and I'm making something and I'm bringing it home, and, you know, it's... The feedback is tremendous.
Yeah, yeah.
And I hope
there's
it
a cup
continues.
Of tea as well, I think, is there? There's a little bit of a...
Oh, cup of tea, it's very important. And some
it's
nice biscuits.
It's always very important to me. Oh, biscuits! Yes.
Oh, very important. Chocolate biscuits particularly.
Wow!
Yeah.
Yeah, that's more than I was expecting.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's nice. So it's I'll go anywhere where I get a cup of tea, to be quite honest.
Oh,
I don't know why. I mean, I can always make my own, but it's...
You can, actually, yeah.
It's like if somebody's offering it, it's got special love in it.
That's true.
The cost of the classes, then, they're not the same price, are they?
Well, some classes are subsidised, and the costs are very, very low. They might be sort of 40 and 50 euro per session, particularly for Target. The private ones, the Baldoyle Forum, I think it's about 100 euro for 10 classes, and also you can pay by the class. So I think as regards, they are very affordable compared to...
That's only a 10,
private, yeah. Compared to very private classes, which may charge maybe 20 euro per session. Per
a tenner a week
session.
Is quite a cheap
It is. It's a very... Yeah, it is. Well, the community education is mostly subsidised like that.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Well, they're nearly all non-profit. It's just
that's
some
right,
of them have
exactly.
to survive at the same time.
Yeah, that's true.
But actually, they're both charities. Target and Baldoyle are both non-profit charities. So,
yes.
So they're not making anything on it. But
no.
Good. So we're encouraging people then to go out.
Go out and enroll into their classes.
Come to one maybe even if they like. Can they both go to one at a time, or does the Target one you have to pay for the course? Or
you pay a certain amount for the course. I'm not exactly sure of the figure. It could be 40 euro for the 8 weeks.
Right.
It may be a little more. I can't be exactly sure.
Yeah.
And at the Baldoyle Forum, it's 100 euro for 10 weeks.
So I have the two numbers actually for both those places.
Yes.
867-1967 is Target.
Yes.
I know, because I was there for many years myself. And Baldoyle Community Hall. Lord, it's gone out of my head.
And it's gone out of mine too.
What's the Baldoyle? Okay. 839-5837. Anyway, I'll get back to you on that. Or you can email baldoyleforum@aircom.net. baldoyleforum@aircom.net if you're interested in art classes there. Do they need to bring anything with them?
Not initially, no.
Nothing at all?
No. I'll give them a list and we'll talk about materials. I just supply paper and charcoal initially, and then we go on and we talk about what materials they need.
Oh, so they can use any kind of materials, can they? Yes, they can.
If people want to bring a drawing book, and if they have charcoal and they have soft pencils, yes, bring them along. But I'll supply the initial first class and we'll talk about materials. It's really important to talk about materials. I don't want people running out and buying materials.
Do you ever get somebody who... Kieran, I love you. Thanks very much. Baldoyle Community Hall, 839-5338. Dreadful to get a blank like that now. I wasn't expecting that. Have you ever had somebody come along and just want to use the fingers?
No.
But not yet.
I would really encourage it if they did.
Yeah! Oh, lovely! Brilliant! Yes. Oh, yes. That's excellent.
Yeah.
So you really can go in and you can do, yes. You can create anything. You can,
yes.
Do anything at all.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, fabulous. So that's 839-5338 if you're in the Baldoyle area, or 867-1967 if you're around the Donnymead area for art classes. Just in terms of times, the Baldoyle one is
we're going to use Monday and Tuesday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m.
That's in Target, is it?
Target, yeah.
And then the Baldoyle,
Baldoyle is 1:30 to 3:30. In the afternoon.
So a nice after lunch,
yeah.
Pop in and do a bit of
in
art.
In Baldoyle.
Just before we go to a piece of music, exhibitions, is there any kind of show at the end of it? Or
Will be an exhibition in Baldoyle in May.
Yes,
right?
Very good, yeah.
We've had great exhibitions there, usually in August, but they're changing this year. And we used to have an exhibition in Target, once or twice in the Baldoyle Library, which is now gone for exhibition, but we have one in Raheny Library every Christmas.
Oh, super.
Yeah, so they've been extremely good to us, the Raheny Library staff. They've always encouraged us and given us a very nice space, and they've let the exhibition stay up for a month.
That's just brilliant.
Before Christmas.
Which is really great. The prime time.
Yeah, it's great for them to encourage us like that.
The libraries are fantastic, and that's another thing I would encourage people
tremendous.
To go down and find out what's going on, because there's always stuff going on
your
local library.
Yes.
So people can do a little painting and then maybe even make a little money.
Well, no, I'm not going to promise that.
No. You can't in art, of course.
No.
But They did sell, I think, in the August one. There was a few people sold paintings.
People, but I mean, I wouldn't encourage people to just come in and paint just to make money, because they'd be disappointed. But come in for for personal reasons. Come in because you want to.
Come in and enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, lovely. Laura, thank you so much for coming in.
Not at all.
This afternoon.
Thank you for letting me speak.
I'm sure that there are lots of people who could really benefit, I think, anyway, from going and taking something like that.
Yeah, I think so, because we just want to try and create a relaxed environment and, you know, have fun. And fun is really what it's about.
Exactly. Go and use your fingers. Be the first one.